Into the Crooked Place, written by Alexandra Christo and read by Tamarin Payne, Taj Atwal, Leroy Bansu, and Zara Abrahams.
1. Tavia. Tavia Sin made a living on magic, and it was rarely the legal kind. That sort of thing was far too weak, and the only way to sell it was to give the illusion of power through sleight of hand and good old-fashioned bullshit. It had been that way ever since the war, not that Tavia had been alive to remember those days, and so most of the time she got by on the markets using the bare minimum of magic and the bare maximum of trickery. Her love elixirs were usually the first to go, so Tavia made a point to line them up in front of the trick bags. It transformed her flat-pack stall into a mosaic of colour, ranging from soft pink, watered down for lust, to burnt red, which was also watered down because magic wasn't cheap and Tavia didn't fancy selling obsession. Besides, with a little dye in the mix, nobody was any wiser. When it came to magic, all that really mattered was timing and showmanship. Perhaps a mark was a mark and money was money, but there was a difference in how you got that mark and took their money. Style was everything. And if there was one thing Tavia had in spades, then it was style. "Gather around," Tavia said, and then, a little louder and a lot more theatrical, "What you will see here is magic made into miracle." The crowd swarmed by the dozen. It was like that on market days. People came in packs with a jingle in their step and, it was worth noting, their pockets. They stopped in the middle of the cobblestone to eye the wares or play spectator to whatever the buskers were selling. That was the legal side of Tavia's work, which her underboss, otherwise known as Wesley Thornton Walcott, otherwise known as a complete jackass, kept going because he liked to dip a toe in clean water every now and again. If for nothing else than to wash away the blood. "Straight from the holy realm of Renyel, taken from the hands of a seer." Tavia moved a fortune orb fluidly between her hands. "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the power of foresight." She blew discreetly on the wick of a nearby spice paste candle, and a flame burst into being. It was the perfect backdrop for any stories about Renyel, whose magic was said to be a gift from the indescribable god itself. Which was utter nonsense, of course, but nonsense was Tavia's greatest commodity. In the magic markets, the best way to find a mark was to create one, and there was no better way to do that than to woo them with false magic. Tavia moved the fortune orb carefully from one hand to another as though it were delicate and sacred, and not something she'd cooked up on a whim with her bastard of an underboss under the influence of far too many reverie charms. Though, in fairness to Wesley, that was before he became the underboss and so before he actually became a bastard.
"I suppose you have proof your magic is legit?"
a sceptical man in the crowd asked. He eyed her with distrust, which was a look Tavia had not only grown used to, but almost relished in. After all, with so much trick magic mastered, sometimes her greatest challenge came from convincing the inconvincible, taking the feeble magic the law allowed and turning it into something great. Something miraculous, if the light hit her hands just right. Perhaps Tavia wasn't a crafter, creating new magic out of thin air, but that didn't mean she couldn't create something. A sense of awe and wonder for her audience.
"It'd be my pleasure to give you a demonstration," Tavia said, tipping her hat to the man.
He looked at her dubiously, his smile both a challenge and a somewhat hopeful invitation to prove him wrong. An invitation she was more than willing to accept, because though Tavia might not have liked working for a king of criminals, she did very much like magic.